With me this morning is the leader of Rutland County Council, Councillor Lucy Stevenson, head, of course, of the meeting tonight, which doesn't have a chair free. Questions have already been submitted. Hopefully there'll be a chance to actually ask some follow-up questions after the questions that have been submitted have been answered. Lucy, first off, can I just ask, because for those who've seen this from the outside, and basically it was an announcement and then there was a group, there's now 2,500 people or so that say Save Katmus Sports Centre. Is there any way we could have avoided what I would term unnecessary anxiety over this? Because there's a lot of people worried about all kinds of implications.
Yes, and it has been a really difficult decision, not least because it's had to happen out of the public domain. So normally all our meetings take place in public. If there's an item on the agenda that includes restricted information, that is for very good reasons. And in this case, it was because of commercially sensitive information. So therefore, the announcement was made after all that debate had happened. And I think I completely understand where people are coming from, because actually, if you're worried about your club or whether you can carry on doing something, to have an announcement made like that is very upsetting. I mean, I think it is worth noting that the contract with Stevenage Leisure, the current contract, continues until March the 31st this year.
And I know you've been working with Stevenage Leisure over, well, the whole time that they've had the contract, but more so over the last couple of years, because it has been a time where leisure centres have found it incredibly difficult to continue trading.
Yeah, and I think if people look at the position of leisure nationally, this is the same story across the country: soaring utilities costs, risk around cost, which unfortunately authorities just can't afford to be in that high risk position. And clearly we have a procurement process which did involve a nil cost to the council position, and unfortunately we didn't have any compliant bidders.
We've heard a lot over the last few days from people saying, well, scrutiny said you could have 2 years to review this. Was this ever a possibility, or did you have to just basically go to the end of March and say, look, that's it for now?
Well, I think the question is, would the position have changed in 2 years' time in terms of uncertainties around utilities, general uncertainty as war continues in Ukraine? And the answer is, unfortunately, no, I don't think it will have done. So there were two options, but actually making the same decision in the same circumstances in 2 years' time, I don't think actually helps anybody in the long run.
So do you accept that you took a decision as a cabinet to go against the recommendations of scrutiny?
Now, that's a very interesting one. And scrutiny in the meeting gave advice, but they never actually made a formal recommendation, which would have then come to the cabinet meeting at which the decision was discussed. So on our cabinet papers, there's always an item to allow for reports from scrutiny, and no report was actually received. So whilst it was advised and discussed, and I have to say a different position to the one that scrutiny took in 2021 when it was discussed, no formal recommendation was actually received by the cabinet prior to the meeting at which the decision was made.
So without giving too much away as to how things will go tonight, what are the main things that you hope that people can actually gain from either being at the meeting or watching it online?
Well, I think first and foremost, I think there has to be reassurance that we are working really closely with the school to ensure that the community clubs and groups access continues. I think there is an element where I would like people to be considering what leisure provision will look like in the future. So actually there are quite a few opportunities around this decision. And I think the third really, really, really important thing is about looking at and reflecting on how we engage with each other, because I think we are in an incredibly difficult decade. I don't think a council can have all the answers, and I don't think the council can deliver all of the solutions. And it really will be a case of communities working together and all of us making sure we come through this decade so we've managed change really well for the benefit of everybody living in Rutland.
Do you feel like you've in any way lost the trust and faith of the people through these last few days?
I think that's a really good question. I think there has to be consideration about what you aim to do as an elected member working with your communities and equally how communities work with their elected members. And I think, you know, trust that people are making the right decisions on your behalf is really, really important. And I think that those conversations need to be had in the next few weeks and months, because as said, this is going to be a really difficult decade to work through. There will be change, and how we manage that change has to start with really good communication.
So if a community sport provision is safeguarded, you know, if you're able to actually find a way for the clubs either to use Catmore Sports Centre or alternative facilities, what about the commercial side of it, the 900 odd members of Catmore Sports Centre, some of which were doing, you know, daily classes? Where do they go? Is there enough space for them elsewhere?
We're fortunate in Oakham in that there are other gyms available, and actually the opportunity there is for sort of private business to prosper. We've already had inquiries to our Active Rutland hub at Oakham Enterprise Park, where there is a studio, and hopefully just working through what the different classes need in order to be able to accommodate that. So again, I think change is never very nice to manage. However, I think if you view change in terms of there being opportunities, then actually things get sorted out.
And is there an opportunity for people to have their say tonight or, you know, in the near future actually to help shape this?
So this evening is very much about having the opportunity to hold Cabinet to account, but it is also very much at looking how you move forwards. So obviously we will be dealing with the submitted questions first, and I'm hoping that there will be time to take questions from the floor, because I'm sure people will want to explore a bit more detail. I think in terms of moving forward in terms of next steps, I mean, that really is about getting our heads together in terms of how do we engage our communities. And I certainly think there's a sort of very big role there for our Oakham councillors to look at how they're working with the town council, how they're working with their communities to make sure those communities are engaged, their views represented, and are actually empowered to be able to deliver as well within Oakham.
And those Oakham councillors, you know, those Rutland County councillors who were on Oakham wards that weren't part of that decision, they seem to be feeling rather kind of cut out of all this.
It is important to know how you can be engaged and involved. And I think, I mean, certainly no councillor has contacted me in the run-up to this decision, bearing in mind that all councillors have access to all of the restricted papers in good time of the meetings. Obviously, we're all shared with the forward plan, so we know when decisions are taking place. And actually, all councillors can attend scrutiny meetings and be in the restricted items so that they can make their views heard. And of course, there is the option, the avenue to explore calling in a decision.
Can I just talk as well just a little bit about mental health? Because a lot of people have got very anxious about the last few days, about the future. From your side, you must be strained, I guess, you know, looking at the way forward. And there are 2,500 odd residents who are also in that position. They're wondering what's going on. I spoke to some of the community groups actually on Wednesday night, went to Catmore Sports Centre. It was wonderful. There were four groups in there. There were people, there were teachers with tears in their eyes, worried about the future. It just seems a lot of worry over the last few days.
Yeah, and I think it's back to the position that we're all in at the moment. This decade is being incredibly difficult. And what's absolutely clear is that there will be changes. And of course, change is always unsettling. And I said to you before, whilst obviously we did the big Future Rutland conversation, we've done leisure needs analysis, and obviously we have elected members as well, I think that after Monday, in the next few weeks, we really do need to sit down and say, right, what of this could have been avoided? What was unavoidable? So, for example, the commercially exempt nature of the decision, how do we manage that? Because actually there will be other decisions that will be equally difficult and potentially equally upsetting or anxiety causing. So actually we need to make sure that we can minimise that as much as possible over the next few years.
And just over the last day or so, you've issued a statement saying you're working with Camas College. You found some money to safeguard the community sports provision.
Yeah, I think it's important to note that obviously the actual building, the physical infrastructure, belongs to the college. Rutland County Council has had a lease with the college for many years. And actually, we're very fortunate because over the years, we've built up a really good working relationship. We know that the college is ambitious in terms of community access and playing an important role within that community. And the detail now is saying, right, how can the council best support the college to enable that? And actually, yes, having some money to sort of seed fund while that's worked through is really, really important.
And just one final question. I guess you'll be effectively chairing the meeting tonight. Are you confident to go forward through this as leader of Rutland County Council?
Short answer is yes. I have no doubt it will be a challenging meeting, but equally I'm very confident, having chaired a budget consultation meeting in Oakham, that I know the Oakham residents at the end of the day want a solution, want to be reassured and to make sure that the leisure provision is of good quality within their town. And so therefore I would hope that it will be a meeting where we work really nicely together, we listen to each other, we take points on board. So, yes, I'm confident that it will be a useful meeting this evening.
Councillor Lucy Stevenson, leader of Rutland County Council, thanks for joining us on Rutland and Stamford Sound this morning. Very much appreciate it.